All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Full Spectrum Cannabis Show. First thing today, I'm going to get this right today. I'm not going to screw it up. I'm Sam, the producer, and I'm going to thank our sponsors. We've got Legend Technical Services for all of your testing needs. We've got Canopy Accounting for your cannabis business accounting needs. We've got Shulman Buskey Reams, your partner in cannabis law. And CannaCon, the greatest cannabis expo in the universe. I did it. All right.
Love it.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. All right, you guys, Lance and Calandra, why don't you take this show to whatever heights it's going to go to today and have fun with it, all right?
We're going to have fun with it, but I mean, what I'm probably the most impressed with is Sam was talking about how he was going to mess it up, and the first thing that he didn't have to mess up with was his name. I was like, if he messes that up.
Did I call myself something other than Sam Devine?
No.
No, you did. You did.
You did great.
Very well.
You did great.
All right. Yes.
Thanks, so Calandra's here as a guest, of course. No, we got Jake Hanneman here from Auric Canning.
Auric Canning.
Yeah. Auric. Yeah. Spell that. Oh, A-U-R-O-C-H. All right. So I was pointing at a T-shirt.
Where does the name come from? I'm curious.
Yeah. It's an auroch is a big, giant, extinct cow.
Oh, because I know I've heard of it before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that makes perfect sense because they used to can the shit out of things, those
right.
big extinct
cows. Right. I mean, they're just so, basically the it's a work cow.
As a work cow.
There's a picture of a work cow on his shirt that looks like he might be extinct.
A professional. He's got his...
Because of the monocle.
He's an engineer. He's got little gears and stuff. I don't know where it came
it's
from.
It's fun.
It was fun.
So it's yeah.
I'm like, no one's... I don't got to put this on a can or advertise it anywhere. So
I love it. Right. I love the shirt. And he also brought us these really cool drinks.
Yeah, those are about to be extinct too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess we'll. I mean, we'll sad get but into
not
that. Yeah.
Sad but not sad is kind of what it. You know, as everybody knows, there's a podcast before the podcast, so we've talked about plenty of things. We kept some things.
Yeah.
You know, so this is kind of fresh. Fresh news, anyways. I don't know anybody else that knows about it. Jake hasn't been telling anybody. That's what he said.
I mean, I told some people, and they spread the word for me.
Oh, got it.
There's a few. Business people that I work with that I know if I tell them, everyone is going to know.
Yeah.
Before I can.
Right. We know those folks.
Before I hung up the phone, I got a call from someone. They're like, hey, so-and-so just told me that.
Right.
I've done my work.
Yeah. So Bootlegger Brewing Kombucha is what we're talking about. We kind of were just like looking at cans and things like that. If you were not watching and you're just listening, Bootlegger Brewing Kombucha, which is a lovely kombucha. So you should probably go and buy whatever is on the shelf because it's not
no more.
There's no
more. So just so that our listeners are clear, so just the kombucha line is going away, but about 90% of your business is THC canning.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, perfect.
We can for a number. Right. We do about 50 different SKUs.
Wow.
So... We're busy. Busy every day.
Yeah.
Every day, all day.
It's a lot to do, right? Are you running a third shift or you just got first second?
No,
or
you
just
running one? Running equipment, that equipment isn't, it's not hands-off equipment. Mm-hmm. So, we're constantly having to jump in and fix it or just to keep things running. Things happen when it's spitting out that many cans. So we just do 410s. So we get, which is... keeps us running 10 hours a day, but and then we also get the benefit of all of us get a day off.
Yeah. I mean, we need to rest. The machines need to rest a little bit.
Nah, that machine can keep going.
The machine's fine.
He's fine.
Yeah.
How many pallets
said
are you
running a day? He's been provided a gender likely because just a name maybe?
Just the canning line because he sticks his little...
Yes,
I get it. Cans.
I understand, right? The filler.
Yeah,
the filler.
Until they rise up against
it's an
us.
Outing, not a yeah, all the tanks are moms.
Yep,
because they're
because they're producing.
They're producing the
right.
They're making the the stuff.
Yep.
At Canopy Accounting, we're not just accountants. We're specialists in the green. Led by Nikki Roloff, a seasoned CPA with a passion for the cannabis industry, and the team at Roloff Associates, we provide comprehensive accounting services tailored for cannabis businesses in Minnesota. From seed to sale, our expertise covers every financial aspect of your growing business. Legend Technical Services. Legend is a locally owned and operated private laboratory that has served Minnesota's analytical testing needs for over 30 years. Legend has provided Minnesota's hemp and cannabis industries with invaluable testing services since the inception of these programs in the state. Do you need a legal resource to navigate the ever-changing laws controlling the cannabis industry in Minnesota? Shulman Buskey Reams is your partner in cannabis law. Our experienced attorneys can help you form a cannabis business, apply for cannabis business licenses, draft policies and contracts, and fight for you in court, all at a much lower cost than our big law competition. Visit sbrcannabislaw.com. For more information, that's sbrcannabislaw.com. Shulman Buskey Reams, experts in a budding industry.
Hello, friends. Have you ever heard of CannaCon? Are you in the cannabis industry or interested in the cannabis industry? CannaCon is the nation's largest cannabis convention, and we are lucky enough to have it happen right here in St. Paul. Come learn about what's new in cannabis. Come see for yourself that cannabis is about much more than you think. CannaCon offers something for everyone. Whether you are new to hemp and cannabis products or have some, let's say, prior knowledge, come see all that these dedicated and hardworking professionals have to offer. From beverages to sleep aids and everything in between, CannaCon is the place to be. Arik Canning is a Midwest canning co-packer specializing in small to medium-sized batch runs for non-alcoholic and hemp-derived beverage brands. They provide cold-packed and carbonated aluminum cans, 12-ounce sleeks, along with a variety of other services to get your product to market. Look them up online or call Jake at 763-312-0177. That's 763-312-0177. This episode is brought to you by Fat Nugs Magazine, where the art of cannabis culture meets world-class journalism. Come explore the fascinating world of cannabis and plant medicines through stunning photography, immersive art, captivating design, and thought-provoking storytelling. Check them out at fatnugsmag.com and see why the entire industry is fascinated by their work. And then you need the guy for just that one thing.
You know, he's got his one job to do.
Jake, how many pallets are you running a day?
About 10 a day.
That's a lot.
10 pallets a day.
Because how many cans are in the pallet?
It's 104 cases times 24.
Yeah,
about 5,000 cans.
Yeah,
yeah.
24 times 100.
Yeah, let's make it easy. 24,000 cans ish.
24.
There.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I was trying to math. It's before five. Usually, I do better.
Yeah, didn't work. Math is never a good thing for me.
Yeah, know. Jake took care of it.
But he knows how to mix those batches.
Right. That's really, I mean, that's simple math most of the time, I suppose. It's just recipe, right?
If you can bake,
you can mix.
Yeah. Just give me my job to do. And then
I'll figure it out.
So how long have you been doing this, Jake?
So the kombucha we started in 2015. So that's been 10 years. And I think, you know, that's what I really credit for getting me into the co-packing business. Cause that's, you know, without that, I wouldn't have gotten into that. But we started 3 years ago, right when it became legal to package the low-dose hemp in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately I had customers that were reaching out. So it kind of, you know, it took us from a little 2,000 square foot, you know, we were Tetris in there. Lance has been in there.
Yeah, I've at that old shop.
It's tight. And, you know, we're squeezing, you know, four pallets of double stacked pallets of cans into there and like hand loading them onto the canning line. And then
it's about the same size as Good Zen.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I mean,
he was brewing kombucha. And I don't know if you've seen kombucha.
Yeah.
Be brewed, but like what does that end up being? Like a 6x6?
Yeah.
Kind of like a 6x6 box or bin or thing, right? And that's where it's made. So you've got that, and then you had canning line in there. You had a couple of little offices up front kind of area, but it was like jammed in there.
Wow.
Yeah, so then we moved into our new place in Spring Lake Park in January of 24. Got all moved in there, quickly filled that up, got a new line at the beginning of this year with the intent that, hey, we'll finally have a little breathing room. We won't be having to go 10 hours a day just to get our production quota done. That lasted all of 0 days. We kind of, at the same time, some of the brands that we're working with are also scaling. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of, just continues to grow like that, which has been, it's been nice after 10 years of
grinding,
really grinding,
grinding. Yeah. Like I've known you for a good period of time and a good period of, that business.
I feel like I need to separate you two.
Why?
I don't know.
Because we're too much fun together?
You're having way too much fun.
I know. That's just, I mean, that's how it happens.
I have that effect on Lance.
Yeah.
Are they not including you?
Well, they included me on the email, so
I kind of
I interjected it with some jokes and immediately jumped to Jake's side.
Right. We were slow. That's right. We had a pact going into this.
Yes.
Against Lance.
Yes.
I got to start. I got to reevaluate my.
They were creating a team of two.
Yeah.
But anyways, I know more about Jake, so
that's unfortunate.
But you'll get to know more about Jake. Did you know that engineer, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Engineer.
I came from
knows how to do those aerospace. Things too.
You know, engineers make the best jurors.
Really?
Tell me
more.
Yeah, because we say that engineers think in the gray area.
Mm-hmm.
They're not black and white thinkers. Absolutely. They're very, analytical and but they are the best jurors. So,
for a hung jury, because they're like, well, we got possibilities all over.
Yeah, I can tell you, I jump for joy when I get some engineers.
I have never been called for jury duty in all of my 30 years.
I'm gonna have to talk to the county about that.
I did. I got called, and you know when I got called?
When?
It was before the shutdown.
Really?
So before we got shut down for COVID, right? I was like, oh. I'm going to have to go for jury duty. Nope. Nobody's going anywhere. And then it never happened again. And so it was way back in the day before I went into the, I went into the military. They summoned me for jury duty and I'm like, sorry, I'm not even there. And then they tried again. And I was like, well, I moved to Minnesota and they're like, well, we don't want you then. Cause it was Wisconsin jurors, court. And then Minnesota tried to get me, and nope, COVID. Nice. So nothing for you and three attempts for me. And, I mean, I'm sure I'd walk in and Calandra would be like, nope.
Yeah, not that guy.
What do they call it? What do they call it when you're excusing people? Do you have, what's the term for it?
For cause.
For cause, right.
He looks like a deviant.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. You same. Look at his eyes. You can't even keep track of them. They're everywhere.
Well, I've been called for jury duty. I have been sent the questionnaire for federal court.
Uh-huh.
When I filled it out and I said I was a defense attorney, and they just they didn't want to talk to me ever again.
No.
And
you
then
got put
I,
on a list.
They didn't even respond back.
Right.
So I got a jury notice for Hennepin County. And, you're supposed to sit on jury duty for 2 weeks. I was there for 2 days. They called me up to the window and they're like, are you a lawyer? I said, yeah, I'm a defense attorney. They said, go home.
Right.
So I was there a day and a half. They're like, I said, go home. They said, yeah, your 2 weeks is done. Goodbye.
Yeah.
And I just grabbed my shit and left.
Right.
I mean, and I even had court the next day upstairs. I'm like,
I know.
I told Jen,
see you tomorrow.
They're like, yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Tomorrow. All right. Yes. So, and engineering.
So he would make a fabulous juror because they,
look at the facts.
They look at the facts and they don't come in with any preconceived reservations or no, they're not biased. They're just analytical thinkers, but they are the best jurors.
Look at that. You would be a best juror.
Yeah, jurors like teachers, managers, you don't want those people. Because a manager is used to firing people and discipline.
And form an opinion.
So they form an opinion. Teachers are used to discipline too. So like a teacher will say, okay, which one of you hit each other first? You know, that's what they're used to doing and keeping order. Engineers don't keep order. They just are analytical and they're just thinkers, but they are the best jurors.
Well, apparently they're fantastic at running canning lines.
And I was just about to say that too. He knows cannabis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't use it that often though, is what
I mean.
Like what is your experience with cannabis outside of that you do 90% of your productions
once a day? Cannabis.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. For the last 25 years.
Yeah. Probably. So a longer period of time. We were talking about something else. Maybe it was more the edible cannabinoid products that we were talking about.
I don't have many of the drinks anymore. I like them, but I also, you know, I tend to prefer flower.
Right.
And it's usually like end of the day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Helps me go to sleep.
A couple of little puffs and off.
Yeah.
I've been back to the plant in the, you know, inhaling format, you know, like smoking it and whatever. It makes me really want to get whatever that balloon thing is.
A volcano.
That's what I have. Right?
Yeah.
See, the volcanoes are that, like, that's the way. It seems like that's the way for me, right?
Yeah.
And I just need to buy one.
Well, it's, my wife hates it because it's got a big crinkly bag and I'm out on the couch, you know, after I get, you know, I come out with my big 2-liter bottle of smoke.
Right.
And it's sitting on the couch just like crinkling and cracking, and she's like, would you get that thing out of the
it's like you get some crinkle paper. It is a very smooth way to enjoy the plant. I don't know. Storrs and Bickel does not sponsor this show yet, but anyways, this is their official call out to producer Sam.
I'm so proud of you right now.
Sales manager Sam. All of the things Sam will be in touch with your company to provide us said volcano. Yeah.
I'm sure they'll be fine with it.
And that's probably the only way it would be consumed in that form on the show. We don't usually get into that much. Yeah. But hey, you know, if we get one of those, then I'll hit it on air.
I mean, it's the benefit of the drinks and the shots and stuff is, you know, you don't have to quick down and,
right,
you know, you can do it wherever you want to,
right,
where vapors are not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So the kombucha line is going away. So what's cool is, you know, you can THC beverages for other stuff, but this is, for me, it's for my stomach. Yeah. It's a really good probiotic. So,
well, don't tell anyone that's listening, but if you can buy, we're going to keep like 40 gallons. And so we'll probably have some production.
Excellent.
There's a couple other local folks that are, that I've been kind of working with I feel like I should be collaborative. I feel like other people should be collaborative. So I was shutting my stuff down and then reaching out to another local kombucha brewer to just say, hey, you know, you want some accounts? You want some, right. Do you need some equipment? Do you want some help with anything?
Right. Yeah.
So that's been kind of the highlight for me on the shutdown. The bright spot in the shutdown is that, you know, there's other companies out there that are small and local, and I know they're going through the same grind that I was going through. Mm-hmm. So, you know, why not take, these accounts and grow your business a little bit?
Makes sense.
What are some of the benefits of kombucha?
For the kombucha, there's the easy one is the probiotics. So, you know, your gut biome is constantly being barraged with all the preservatives and stuff that we eat, just that are just present in everyday food. Mm-hmm. And that kind of impacts your gut biome. There are acids in it that help with cardiovascular health. Mm-hmm. So one of the first things when I first started, my grandpa had been, you know, on cholesterol meds for his entire adult life. You know, he's in his 80s. And an uncle who was on his third or fourth bypass surgery. And I'd read something. It was really hard to find any scientific documentation on kombucha, because the engineer side of me is like, well, yeah, I've heard this stuff, but show me where they have proven that it's good or bad or indifferent. There were some studies done overseas on ducks, and they were testing certain levels of dosage of kombucha on fatty liver and cholesterol in ducks. And the end result of the study was that in 100% of the cases, it reduced cholesterol and reduced fatty liver.
Wow.
So I was like, hey, grandpa, uncle, you know, start taking at least 4 ounces of this a day.
Yeah, time to get on this juice.
Right.
Yeah.
And I wasn't expecting anything like crazy. But 3 weeks later, my grandpa went to the doctor and he's like, what have you done? What have you changed in your life? Because your cholesterol levels are normal now. And wow. we're going to take you off everything. And, he ended up, he was in his 80s. So, he had some other stuff to go back on, but
right.
The end result was that on both of those cases, their cholesterol levels and their cardiovascular health increased just by the only thing literally that they changed in their life was
drinking some kombucha.
Yeah. And it wasn't even mine because they lived down in.
Well, I can tell you, even coming in here today, my stomach was not feeling the best. And I'm starting to feel better.
That's great.
Just drinking this.
It probably also helps that we put meth in it. That kind of helps to.
Yeah. It's a new form.
Yeah.
It's a new form of methamphetamines in the kombucha. Calandra's like, oh, hell.
Wait a minute.
I stayed away from it forever. Now I come in here and Jake Kombucha's getting me all high on meth.
I feel like you should have led with that.
I'm drinking meth kombucha. Yeah.
It's a probiotic.
It's a collaborative.
Great too, Calandra. I'm telling you.
That's why I'm feeling good.
Just a sprinkle.
Because I tell you right now, I feel like I want to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like my stomach, and I'm thinking about all the shit I can get done today.
It does help. Like,
well, that explains it.
That might be what it is.
I do like it better.
I'm going to need another 4-pack.
Right. For me in the morning, it's better than coffee.
Don't stop making this stuff.
Right. I'm going to be at the facility today.
Yeah.
Right.
What I'll fit in the trunk?
Right. Oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
But you know,
so it feels better.
Yeah, like when I've told Jake that my doctor told me a couple years ago, because I was not feeling good, and I thought I had like a flu bug or something. Yeah. And she's like, "Go to Whole Foods and get some kombucha." I said, "What is that?" And she says, "Probiotic. I promise you, it's going to make you feel better," and it did. But the taste. Like initially hits you, it's kind of nasty.
Yeah.
And like I've mentioned to other people, like, I had some kombucha, like that shit is nasty. So like, what is it that gives it that kind of like that fermented kind of?
Well, I mean, it is fermented. So
yeah,
it depends on your culture.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the US kombucha, mm-hmm. for better or worse, was taken from some of the first kombuchas that were out there. So like GTs, because you can grow a SCOBY and you can start your own kombucha brew mm-hmm. on any store-bought kombuchas that's out there, assuming it's still live. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of the kombucha in the US is based off the same kind of culture of kombucha. This one has been in the family for like 50 years. So it was on with the hippie bikers up in Alaska, who then moved to Hawaii, who then moved to Colorado, which is where I got it. So started brewing that in, early 2000s, and then, got tired of the corporate life and started the brewery in 2015. But we were able to get some testing done with the University of Oregon, and they did some genetic sequencing on our kombucha against 100 other. So it was kind of a collaborative thing. 100 kombucha brewers in the US put their, submitted their brews for testing, and then everyone got their results back compared to the 99 other anonymous cultures. And ours was fairly significantly different than the rest of them out there. So the glucuronic acid is one of those that is kind of a sweeter, milder acid, so we can ferment for longer, take more of the sugar out. So it's also low sugar,
yeah,
which a lot of them have to add sugar back in so it doesn't taste like you're drinking straight vinegar.
Right.
But it does produce most of the, you know, the predominant acid in most of kombucha out there is acetic acid, which is vinegar, mm-hmm. is what you mm-hmm. associate with vinegar. So it's got that like vinegar tartness. But there's all kinds of other acids out there, like, you know, lactic and glucaric and glucuronic that kind of take that edge off.
Right.
So ours just happens. It wasn't by any design of my own. It was just pure chance.
It doesn't taste as strong as other beverages, but like with other beverages, it has like a strong bite to it, but yeah. I don't taste that in this. So it's more tolerable for me.
Yeah. I think it's a great product. I love it. A lot of people are sad that it's going away,
right?
But you know, there's a lot of good products that don't make it, into national distribution. And I think that's probably why I got smacked with this is I was like, from the beginning, I'm like, I don't want national distribution. I would like to just be like
crafty,
you know, mm-hmm. be regional, do enough to get by. And unfortunately that just isn't the way the business works with consumer packaged goods and stuff. So
where can folks find this before
it goes away? In a lot of co-ops, Fresh Thyme. We were in Whole Foods, we were in Hy-Vee, not in those anymore. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it right now is kind of coffee shops, co-ops, breweries. We're in a lot of breweries. We've been on tap for the Vikings and part of their meal plan program for the last 10 years. Like almost immediately after we started, I hooked up with the Vikings and got them. So they've been... the players and staff have had it in their facility since 2016.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. So those kind of relationships and stuff are probably going to be the most missed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great product.
Yeah. I've always loved it. I used to always get it for free. So, I mean, I've still bought some at the store.
You're gonna rub it in.
I should grab some of
those.
Got
it for free. Yeah.
I did buy the keg almost. You know, it was delicious.
Is that why you have so much energy? Because sometimes you are off the chain.
I wake up like this.
I know. Right? Well, now I see why you're drinking this.
I take Rescue CBD in the morning. Just so that I can rescue the world from me.
Is that what it is?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wake up like this and you're not ready.
You're
not ready for this.
And producer Sam is like, I did not hear this.
Sam knows it.
Yeah, he does.
I was typing something. What did I miss?
That's all right. He'll find it.
He said he takes a Rescue CBD every morning to rescue the world from himself.
Yes.
Oh, because it is that this one?
Yeah.
That you've given me? And and this what? It calms you down?
It chills me out in the morning.
It's not working.
I'm a little too excited.
Yeah.
It's not working.
You're going to take more?
Yeah.
Take a lot more.
I could take more, but this is the right balance, you know?
Is it?
And then sometimes I'll take a half of one of my gummies. I didn't this morning because I knew that I was going to be drinking some Lemontini, but I was like, you know. But I take a half of a gummy, so only 2.5 milligrams, a little tiny little microdose, right? And that tends to focus me in for the day too.
Yeah, it does. It gets me calm, but I lose my analytical focus. So if I'm trying to like really hone in on something or be, you know, focused, you know, my ADD does a good enough job of keeping me scattered.
Right.
So I got to find something that brings me back to center.
Mm-hmm.
So what's cool is we know that when he is summoned for jury duty, he's not going to use any THC before court so he can stay focused.
Yes.
That's positive.
Sure. It's quite a lead.
I don't want. I hope I didn't throw the date out there for the universe
now.
That I'll get home and be like, hey, guess what?
Yep.
Summons.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be on a jury.
It's a big one, too. You're going to have to miss work for 3 months.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be the worst. And you're the one that pays yourself. Right. There you go. Right.
Problems.
Have fun with that.
So what do you enjoy most about making the THC beverages?
I think it's, you know, because of the size we are, everyone we're dealing with is pretty much just starting out. So everyone's going through that excitement of building a new business. Everyone's in this new industry together. There's a lot of things to learn in as far as processing and testing and just everything around the beverage production and the low-dose hemp, you know, THC beverages. So it's, you know, it's just an exciting time for to be around that. So I really enjoy the customers that I work with, you know, developing new, you know, I get to develop new drinks and, you know, do some informal formulation because I'm not a qualified process authority. So I can help with formulation and then say, okay, I think this is where you need to go, but you need to go to, you know, a process authority, have them review it, and then, you know, then get it back. So I get to do a little bit of everything, which is kind of what, where that helps me enjoy my days a lot, you know. But yeah, it's just, it's something new every day.
So it is really fun. I'm going to jump in here super quick because we need to take a break.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you're going to listen to some messages from our sponsors.
We got to pay. We got to pay those bills.
We got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Pay the bills. Got to get our people out there. Mid-show break.
Mid-show break.
See you in a few.
See ya.
See you in a few.
At Canopy Accounting, we're not just accountants, we're specialists in the green. Led by Nikki Roloff, a seasoned CPA with a passion for the cannabis industry, and the team at Roloff Associates. We provide comprehensive accounting services tailored for cannabis businesses in Minnesota. From seed to sale, our expertise covers every financial aspect of your growing business.
Legend Technical Services. Legend is a locally owned and operated private laboratory that has served Minnesota's analytical testing needs for over 30 years. Legend has provided Minnesota's hemp and cannabis industries with invaluable testing services since the inception of these programs in the state.
Do you need legal resources to navigate the ever-changing laws controlling the cannabis industry in Minnesota? Shulman Buskey Reams is your partner in cannabis law. Our experienced attorneys can help you form a cannabis business, apply for business licenses, draft policies and contracts, and fight for you in court, all at a much lower cost than our big law competition. Visit sbrcannabislaw.com for more information. That's sbrcannabislaw.com. Shulman, Buskey Reams, experts in a budding industry.
Hello, friends. Have you ever heard of CannaCon? Are you in the cannabis industry or interested in the cannabis industry? CannaCon is the nation's largest cannabis convention, and we are lucky enough to have it happen right here in St. Paul. Come learn about what's new in cannabis. Come see for yourself that cannabis is about much more than you think. CannaCon offers something for everyone, whether you're new to hemp and cannabis products or have some, let's say, prior knowledge. Come see all that these dedicated and hardworking professionals have to offer, from beverages to sleep aids and everything in between. CannaCon is the place to be.
Arik Canning is a Midwest canning co-packer specializing in small to medium-sized batch runs for non-alcoholic and hemp-derived beverage brands. They provide cold-packed and carbonated aluminum cans, 12-ounce sleeks, along with a variety of other services to get your product to market. Look them up online or call Jake at 763-312-0177. That's 763-312-0177.
This episode is brought to you by Fat Nugs Magazine, where the art of cannabis culture meets world-class journalism. Come explore the fascinating world of cannabis and plant medicines through stunning photography, immersive art, captivating design, and thought-provoking storytelling. Check them out at fatnugsmag.com and see why the entire industry is fascinated by their work.
We're back for the second half of the Full Spectrum Cannabis Show. Take it away.
Look at us go.
Should I have come in with more excitement? You guys, this has been really fun.
You should have Lance do all your intros, especially like when he's unmedicated first thing in the morning.
Yeah, he should get up right away and just like record it, Lance.
We should, right? And all of a sudden this is just happening. You're like, what is going on? You know? And I'm like, I just woke up. I just, you know, let's go.
Maybe just for this show.
I think you'll hear some different voices other than Sam's. Like, Sam is fun to pop in every once in a while, but you don't want to hear him on every sponsor message, right?
You like, don't want to hear him all that often.
But
oh, that
you want to see these eyes bobble around a little bit. Let's go. It's going to be fun. Before the break, we were just talking about what you like about making THC beverages and some formulations, some things like that. But then you brought up process something or other. Like, tell us more about the process authority. What's a process authority?
Process authority is just someone who makes sure that your formulation is not going to kill someone.
Ah.
So you've got the right level of acidification and preservative or pasteurization or whatever it is. So, and those are variable depending on how much sugar you've got in there and whether you've got like fruit juices or purees in there and whatnot. So,
well, and that's, I mean, if you do have those types of things and you're not going the kind of like preservative route, right? Because preservatives are what makes something like this shelf stable, right? Like your kombucha can't just sit out.
Or it'll, it can.
It can now. Okay.
Yeah,
but it wasn't able to before. And so then you start using a little preservative here or whatever. And then mushrooms worked.
Yeah.
Really?
What kind of mushrooms?
It's a white button mushroom extract from a company up in Canada that basically, so it's all natural, obviously.
Yep.
It kills the yeast, but leaves the bacteria, just kind of puts it in stasis. So the bacterial content is still there, but nothing else can grow until you reintroduce it to oxygen. And then so as you consume it, it's still, you know, fully probiotically active and everything. So it was a cool discovery. We worked like 2 years on it. I don't know if we're the only one, but we're one of the only ones out there that are shelf stable and biologically active still.
Wow. Amazing.
Wow. So. Yeah, because I've always seen it in the refrigerated part.
Yep. Yeah, and usually you do need to keep it in there just so it doesn't continue to ferment and turn into 100% vinegar.
Yeah, and like crawl out and like start walking around the store and grow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got that little.
They usually just blow up. That's what they happen. They just go.
Yes.
Really?
And then, then it's just a mess.
So this can stay on the shelf.
Yeah.
So what's the shelf life? A year? 6 months?
Right now we've got it at a year, but testing said that it could go for 2 years.
Wow.
So really at that point, it's just flavor. What do you want your flavor to be? After 2 years, you might lose some brightness in your flavor, but it's not gonna hurt anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
what. So what do you see, right? Like, you're already full on your canning line. So if you're already full on your canning line, you got to be looking at another canning line already, right?
Yeah, another canning line. Shots. I just bought a shot line.
Ooh, you got a shot line.
Yeah, so that'll be.
Let's talk more about that because I like.
Yeah.
I like shots.
Those, I like those little shots.
Yeah.
So what are that? Are there any? Like, what can it run through, right? Like, can
100 units a minute.
That's pretty amazing. And then varying sizes, but...
Nah, just the 2 ounce. Well, I mean...
Well,
I
sure, 2 ounce, that's, you know, tall or, you know, is it tall like and slender or is it
like
a little...
And are these THC shots?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many milligrams in the shot?
Typically, it's going to be 10.
Unless it's out of state.
Yeah.
Out of Minnesota, sorry. Yeah. So if it's out of Minnesota, you could do some things like that. Mm-hmm. But we still have some restrictions legally that we're not able to even produce / house something that's, you know, say that we were making something for Wisconsin. There's still some challenges in our laws that restrict this.
You can't sell them here, but there's nothing that says you can't make them here.
Couldn't remember. I was reading something. You know what I'm saying? So
you were wrong.
What'd you say?
I just wanted to point out you were wrong.
Oh, I know. That happens a lot, right? Like one of the people are like, "There's no room for failure," and I'm like, "The only thing that I do is fail," and then I figure out why, and then I keep moving forward and get the other thing.
Well, I
done,
feel like that's, you know, the only truth. There's,
I think,
gonna
so
fail,
too, right?
You're gonna stumble.
Yeah.
So don't get wrapped around the axle with
you. And then we're going to figure
it
out.
Just keep going.
So when can I do a shot with you? How do I get on that line before everybody else gets ahead of me?
It's about two, like I literally.
He's like, it's going to be 2 years.
I'm pulled
like,
the trigger. No, it's 2 months. Okay. Hopefully. We'll see. So
two months. Just, so I have a little bit of time.
Get some time.
I mean, I've gotten stuff done quicker than that.
Yeah. It's easy.
Okay. It's not I know easy, but yes, it is. Right? If you just keep putting one foot in front of the other, you can build yourself a pretty fantastic CPG brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? So do you only co-pack in the tall cans or you do 12 ounce, regular 12 ounce?
Right now, there's only been a need to do
the sleeks.
The sleeks.
Yeah.
It seems to be the format that they want out there for the most part. I think a lot of them, you know, there's some out there in standard cans, but a lot of those are probably, they're in the format that they can get packaged with whoever they're packaging it with.
That's what it really
is. So if you're partnered with a brewery and they've got a, you know, 12 ounce standard canning line, then guess what? You're in 12 ounce standards.
Right. And people are looking at, you know, investing a little bit of money and changing what they need to change. I mean, they're not going and getting a whole new line, but for me, you know, if I'm out talking with a retail partner, or somebody, you know, I'm just looking to sell in, right? Like I'm not even at that location yet. I'm not even partnered with that retailer at the moment. And you see all of the regular 12 ounce, or 16 ounce, right? But we're really just talking about, it's not a sleek can. It's a regular Coca-Cola looking can, right? Or one of the larger format cans where they could be a 16 ounce. They've got weird like 19 twos and 20, like 20 twos you can't get there, but 19 twos are still that same size can. They take up more space on the shelf.
Yeah.
Right. So you can fit, I can't remember how many it ends up being, but I think that you can fit six sleek can four packs where you can only fit five regular can four packs. So you're getting shelf space along with it. So I look at it as I put my best foot forward before I even walked in this door, and sure, it might cost maybe a little bit more money. It may be, you know, it's not much of a difference in cost, right? But there can be some difference in cost for the folks that don't have it, that don't have the canning line, that need to find, you know, a little bit of work and finding somebody that does have a sleek can. But for the retailer, I think it's important to be in that format to give them the extra space, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's the difference between you being on the shelf or me being on the shelf, or you're on the shelf instead of me being on that shelf. We'll end up getting there. But anyways, that's why I like the sleek.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I nothing agree. Else.
That and no one would, you know, unless you've been in the, you know, the beverage business, you wouldn't even, nothing that crosses your mind would say, oh yeah, it's the sleek cans, they can fit more on, more facings on a shelf.
Exactly. But you can do sleek with cans, but you can do different sizes, right?
And all of it comes with, you know, you can do anything you want, but it comes with like machine, you know, so you got to shut down.
Yeah, and you got to
put some different parts on, retool stuff. So we could do it if there was a need to, but right now being full up with sleek cans, like there's just no need to, kind of like with pasteurization, I could do pasteurization possibly. It's just a big thing. It's a big piece of equipment. Takes up a lot of real estate on your floor.
How big is a, like a pasteurizer to be able to, you know, I know there's different sized pasteurizers and tunnel pasteurization and, you know, big dishwasher looking things. And like, tell us more about like what that is and what type of expense or space or like what's involved in doing it.
I think the biggest thing is, you know, up until this point, unless you were a beer brewery, there really wasn't much of a need for this kind of small to mid-level co-packer. Just wasn't. Like either you're a big beverage that's going through these big facilities and getting, you know, having to do
a truckload
at a time, say. And that's just not realistic for a beverage brand that's starting out. So I think this is just a new, I'm taking the long way around the answer.
Yeah,
so,
great.
Because otherwise, if you're a startup, like with the kombucha, I had to go to someone else who had a line and work that in. So now I think you've got this whole industry that started over the last 3 years of, you know, new people in the space doing things that they weren't doing before. So I think the pasteurization was made for these big lines. So you've got these, you know, 20-foot tunnels that can handle 100,000 cans, you know, an hour or whatever. And that's just not, you know, or you've got something that has been kludged together at the beginning that they can do one pallet at a time, and it, you know, it takes 2 hours, and or your hand, you know, you're hand loading cases into a hot water bath and then cool. So it's the answer is there's just not really a good technology out there right now for this kind of small to mid level.
Yeah.
There is inline pasteurization, but then you've still got some exposure there because you're pasteurizing it in the line as it's going to the fill head, and then you've got that space in between the fill and the time the lid goes on, that potential for
a contaminant.
Yep. It's low, but there's still a potential.
It's opportunity. Yeah. And
I really would like to, I tried at the beginning to get the mushroom extract.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's been some headway with that. But it tends to, the way that mushroom extract works, the way I understand it, is it kind of grabs onto solids and settles them out. So it can weigh down the emulsion in the drink.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is what we were, like, we were having just huge variability at the beginning, you know, when we started out, you know, with testing and dosing and that whole shit show.
Like, it was.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It was a mess back then. Back then, we're talking 2 years, year two and ago. A half years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
I would say like up yesterday. Until this year.
Yeah.
Where we finally got it dialed in, that testing part, we were just at a loss. Because mm-hmm. as a co-packer, we'd be like, you know, I know for sure that I put, you know, this dosage in.
Mm-hmm.
I weighed it out to, you know, 1/100,000th of a gram.
Right.
You know, our water is filled to like less, you know, under 1% variation. And then to get a test back that's like 20-30% under, you're like, what the fuck? No, that's, right. this isn't possible.
Right.
From our, you know, because the first person they go to is like, hey, what'd you guys do to mess this
exactly.
up?
Exactly. Yeah. And then they start working it back from
yeah.
there.
Yeah. So that's where the, you know, the engineer, the analytical side of my brain is like, okay, there's got to be an answer to this. And then I worked with the, you know, NDS, which is a emulsion producer here.
Yeah. Northern Diversified Solutions.
Yeah. Right. And then, you know, some of the testing houses to kind of understand where that was coming from. And I think basically you just got a tester that's got a, say, 20% variance. And it's that, you know, you get tested as, you know, the resin,
mm-hmm.
which then tells them how to make the emulsion, which gets tested again,
yep.
which then goes to the packing house where we dose it. It gets tested again. So you've got these stacked variances,
right?
That, you know, okay, it says it's, you know, 98 milligrams per gram here. So you make your emulsion based on that, and it comes back and says, oh, it's, you know, this test came back and said it's 108 milligrams per gram. So you dose based on that, and then the test, a beverage test goes back and it's under. Well, it's just, you know, it's all that stacked variance.
The stacked variance that gets you.
But now we rarely miss a test.
A lot of stuff is really dialed.
Yeah.
Right? Like the emulsion's gotten better.
Emulsion's gotten better. Well, testing's right. probably gotten better.
The variances are slimmer.
Yeah.
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 So are you producing more 10 milligram beverages or 5 milligram?
Mostly 10s.
Okay.
I think there are some states that only want 5s
mm-hmm.
or 4s.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
or 3s.
Like Iowa.
Or 2s. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't do, we've done
Virginia's
3s, 4s, 5s, 10s, 50s. But those low dose ones get really difficult. Those ones, especially is it Iowa?
Iowa. 4.
4, but it can't be over 4. Is that right?
Yeah, it can't be over 4 milligrams.
So really you've got a one-sided variance on a low dose
right.
that is hard. So it's really hard sometimes to hit that target.
Because if you go over, you can't go over. So you've got to plan for it to be 0.05 under, right? Or maybe
0.04 under. Oh, sure. Wait. Yeah, if it's 4 milligrams.
Yeah.
So you got to be between.
They're only giving you a 10% variance as
10%,
well.
The way they word it is a 10% variance, but it can't be over 4.
So it could.
So it's really a 5%.
So it could be 3.6. 3.6. And you can be off by just over a third.
Yeah.
Unreal.
And, you know, you're trying to, it's like, you know, the test is with that is kind of hitting a bullseye with a shotgun. Mm-hmm. You know, you might make it or you might just blow out the whole
thing. We're in this super special market, right? Here in Minnesota, right? I would consider Wisconsin as in a super special market as well. But the reason why it's such a super special market is because we are nowhere, like that kind of reefer madness of the old day doesn't seem to be as prevalent here in Minnesota with the regulations that we put in place, all of those things. And then just to our south in Iowa, that's super restrictive.
Yeah. I mean, there's still a lot of propaganda out there, right?
Right.
A lot of falsities out there around marijuana. And I don't think cannabis in general. And, you know, I think until people realize that this isn't something that, you know, is hugely damaging to youth and society. And, you know, is everything you've been fed around this is based on people trying to control, you know, what you consume and what you don't. So they, you know, we're used to that as Americans, right?
We are.
Propaganda all the time. Yeah.
But also let's look through the proper lens, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think,
this isn't going away.
I don't think it is. I think there's too many people that see that this isn't, you know, the demon that they were led to believe that it was. And I think for a lot of people, it can be hugely beneficial, in helping them to maybe get off things that are more harmful for them.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You know, and I'll say alcohol is one of those things. It's
more harmful.
It is more harmful for you. And if you can do this and maybe cut back on your alcohol, then that's a.
Yeah. Nobody's saying you should stop. I mean, your doctor maybe, I mean, we're not telling you, we want a space on the shelf.
I like all of them.
Yeah.
So
I'm good. I'm really good at consuming beverages.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
professional.
Doesn't really matter what the beverage is. Like, let's try it.
I will say that's back to your question on like, what do you like about being in this industry?
Yeah.
And it's all the different people and beverages, you know, from, you know, beer, kombucha, you know, any of the, you know, coffee drinks, all this stuff. You get just introduced to a whole lot of people that are, you know, kind of in the same mindset that you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you notice, like any event with THC beverages or gummies, like nothing violent happens. Police don't need to come because everybody's so happy and they're relaxed and everybody's so chill, but nothing happens.
There's a lot of, excuse me, is going on.
Yes. Yeah. But when there's alcohol, shit happens.
It's loud. Number one.
It's loud. People might start fighting, especially if they drink Hennessy.
Well, people's feelings are going to get hurt.
People's feelings are going to get hurt.
Somebody's going to catch the feelings too. And then that's also going to cause more feelings to be hurt. Not good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm with you. Beverages are great. A THC beverage and kombucha.
Yeah,
that's what I would prefer over, you know, an alcoholic event.
The kombucha, it makes you feel like you're drinking. Or, you know, it looks similar to beer when you pour it. A lot of breweries around here are bringing in kombucha as an non-alcoholic option. Just because it's fun, it's good, it's crafted. It's not just, you know, a mix of sugar and water.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it's low sugar. I see it's only 4 grams of carbs and 30 calories. I mean, it's great.
Get it while it lasts.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually going to go out and get some more today.
Stock up.
Yeah. Because I'm going to give these to someone today. I'm going to hit Fresh Thyme and
See, if they don't have them, just let me know. And I've got cases up at the brewery so we can do the.
Look at that.
I get a lot
of. Yeah.
I got a fairly decent base of customers that come up to the brewery, and they'll buy, you know, 2 to 14 cases at a time.
Sure.
And, you know, and because it's shelf stable, they can throw it in the garage and be good with that. So
yeah, I'm definitely gonna come get some cases.
This what about? Awesome. I know you're at capacity, right? Which, whatever.
For a little bit.
I want to have some fun with you. So like, let's figure out how that happens. And you know, the build on my current beverages, it needs to kind of be where it is, right? Or there needs to be proper pasteurization in line. So just kind of, I don't know. But then there's some other stuff I'm fine with creating some more things. But hopefully my partner Michelle is not listening to this.
But I think we should create,
I told her I wasn't gonna do anymore,
a special run of full spectrum cannabis beverages.
I mean,
what? Yeah, like, you know, okay, so like whoever created this art, I know you told me, was it your in-laws created this? Yeah, maybe they can create something, an image of you and I, like what's on the cards and what's on the website. You know, let's do a special run, special edition.
All you need is
like a limited edition. Full spectrum cannabis THC beverage
with your cute little faces on it,
and it's full spectrum. That's the name of it.
Well, yeah.
What do you think, Jay?
I mean, we can do that.
Throw everything.
Like I said, all you need is label.
Can you throw in CBN, CBG?
CBG. Well, CBN is not.
Let's build it.
CBN helps
some
sleep.
No money on it. Sam's over here like, you want to know what? So you paid the THC already. Guess how much CBD costs? Same. Guess how much CBG costs?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Throw it all in there.
Okay, same. What other one can you put in there? All right, cool. And then, so what you did was.
$58 a four-pack.
Yes.
But it's full spectrum. It's got everything in it.
$58 a day. Don't even worry about it. We got you covered. We got your nootropics. We got your I mean, there's some ashwagandha in there, some reed.
Woo!
There's
it's some chunky
CBG. I mean, we threw some kava in there just for good measure. You know, a little bit of caffeine, some B12, maybe some D3. Like, let's just you don't even need anything. Just drink this in the morning.
Throw it all in there.
It's your multivitamin beverage.
It tastes straight up bitter. But
it's called bitter butt.
Jake, I'm the sensible one.
It should be like 64 ounces too. With a little skinny bottom so it fits in your coffee cup holder. Yes. You know?
Oh fuck it. Let's just have a 2-liter.
Sounds amazing.
Packaged in Stanley cups.
Right. You don't have to drink anything else all day long.
Yeah, good. You're like, why is it $300 a case? You're like, Stanley cup.
It comes with its own straw.
Oh man, I'm loving this.
You see, it's one of the swirly straws like we had.
A very straightforward idea. You see how it just went to the left?
Just got stomped on.
It just.
I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea too.
Great idea.
I like it.
We do it, and let's just leave these two out.
We'll put our faces on.
At Canopy Accounting, we're not just accountants. We're specialists in the green. Led by Nikki Roloff, a seasoned CPA with a passion for the cannabis industry, and the team at Roloff Associates, we provide comprehensive accounting services tailored for cannabis businesses in Minnesota. From seed to sale, our expertise covers every financial aspect of your growing business.
Legend Technical Services, cannabis testing and technical consulting. Legend is a locally owned and operated private laboratory that has served Minnesota's analytical testing needs for over 30 years. Legend has provided Minnesota's hemp and cannabis industries with invaluable testing services since the inception of these programs in the state.
Do you need a legal resource to navigate the ever-changing laws controlling the cannabis industry in Minnesota? Shulman Buskey Reams is your partner in cannabis law. Our experienced attorneys can help you form a cannabis business, apply for cannabis business licenses, draft policies and contracts, and fight for you in court, all at a much lower cost than our big law competition. Visit sbrcannabislaw.com. For more information, that's sbrcannabislaw.com. Shulman Buskey Reams, experts in a budding industry.
Hello, friends. Have you ever heard of CannaCon? Are you in the cannabis industry or interested in the cannabis industry? CannaCon is the nation's largest cannabis convention, and we are lucky enough to have it happen right here in St. Paul. Come learn about what's new in cannabis, come see for yourself that cannabis is about much more than you think. CannaCon offers something for everyone. Whether you are new to hemp and cannabis products or have some, let's say, prior knowledge, come see all that these dedicated and hardworking professionals have to offer. From beverages to sleep aids and everything in between, CannaCon is the place to be.
Ara Canning is a Midwest canning co-packer specializing in small to medium-sized batch runs for non-alcoholic and hemp-derived beverage brands. They provide cold-packed and carbonated aluminum cans. We're talking the 12-ounce sleeks, along with a variety of other services to get your product to market. Look them up online or call Jake at 763-312-0177. Again, that's Jake at 763-312-0177.
This episode is brought to you by Fat Nugs Magazine, where the art of cannabis culture meets world-class journalism. Come explore the fascinating world of cannabis and plant medicines through stunning photography, immersive art, captivating design, and thought-provoking storytelling. Check them out at fatnugsmag.com and see why the entire industry is fascinated by their work.
I look enough like Lance.
There you go.
Yes! Like, white with a beard?
Yeah.
I think that's
his totally mine.
Nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to know. Not a chance. Hats on, everything's right. Good. The only difference between the two of us is I have hair up
I have more
and he
hair.
Doesn't.
But people don't know
right here.
Yeah, people don't know.
Matter. Doesn't matter.
They don't know. Yeah.
Look at us.
They
go.
Don't know.
All right. Well, I'm excited to see what your faces look like on the camera.
I love this.
17 months later, these two figured out.
I have seven cases of this to be in there.
Full confidence in you two together, but I'm the one that's going to get that thing moving. You know,
I love
the way
it.
He's pushing those pallets out, it'll be out like next week.
Yeah, okay. All he can all put you need is a label.
He can put a can out. You know, you just got to figure out what goes on the label, and then you're like.
And that, you know, the easiest thing would, like, if you guys were just wanting it for like a promotional thing, we just put it. Some of my favorite ones right now are the bootlegger mocktails.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And we got a coconut rum, Mai Tai, and mojito.
We sell those in dispensary.
Oh, do you?
We do.
I love those ones. Yeah. Like they're like medium sugar.
Yeah.
Low sugar, but they're not the seltzer, no flavor ones.
Right.
So we can do a
you're telling me that some seltzers don't have flavor? So when you don't have calories in something, guys, just so you know, that there's
you're not going to get flavor either.
Some of them are, I've had some bad stuff out there. Okay. And I'll leave it at that. There's a lot of folks that just tried to get, you know, don't know anything about a beverage. And they're like, you know, LaCroix, how hard can it be?
Right. How do I make
Calandra hates LaCroix. Right.
I hate LaCroix.
And you say the black community in general just not like.
You're not going to find black people that drink LaCroix.
There's a few out there.
Let's not stereotype all of them. No, I am. I am. I'm going to be the spokesman today.
They're washing their chicken and not drinking LaCroix.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
Not a soda stream in sight. We like our bubbles, but we don't like them that way.
That is a pretty white thing, SodaStream.
It is. That shit's nasty.
Yeah,
When the drinks came out on the THC beverages, they all taste like LaCroix.
Yeah.
And like you could taste the THC, you could taste the emulsion. The shit was so nasty. That's why I said, you know what? I got to have my own beverage.
Flavor in this.
He That's came out with his, and and that was our drivers. We didn't have there was didn't have nothing what we that wanted. We liked,
and so you went and you created it,
just like That's you went amazing. And created yours. Yeah, yeah.
We did good.
This is one. Yeah,
we did good.
This is great. So, all right. Another. Well, I think we're going to talk some more about our limited edition.
That's going to be great fun.
I think what do you think, producer? Think that's a great idea?
The only thing it's a semi-serious question, but it's not really. But like, could it be kombucha base?
No.
Excellent. That's a great way to wrap up.
I really enjoyed this drink.
I did too.
So many they're like you. Need to make a THC kombucha. I'm like, do you want a drink that you're going to pick up off the shelf that's going to cost $9?
Right.
And the answer is no.
No.
Like it's like the kombucha is a hard thing to do. It takes a long time. And then you add, so it's expensive already. And then you add THC in there and it's more expensive. Yeah, it's great. They are good together.
Yeah.
We, So the cocktail that we have at work is we've got this on tap. You throw, fill up your glass of kombucha. You put a drop of whatever terpene you want in there. Right. Headband is my favorite right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then your emulsion.
Boom, boom.
It's good.
That's it.
All right. Fine.
Fine. Let's
fine.
Get crafty. Like, let's get crafty. See?
There you go.
All right. The answer is.
He got his answer.
We can do something like that. Jake doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, that's the right answer.
And then also, is this mushroom extract that it needs to be dosed with in order for it to be shelf stable? So we could make one that is not shelf stable. That'd be a lot easier.
It blows up in the can.
But if you put
drink within 1 week or else.
If you put that mushroom, if you put the mushroom stuff in there, then that might cause for the THC to just fall to the bottom, maybe.
So I never revisited back on that. I don't want to.
Oh, that was a challenge that you
it was a challenge.
But you don't have.
I think they're able to. I think there are some beverages out there with it now.
Sure. Yeah. That they're doing fine with.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I figured right. not much, but cool. you yeah. know, might not have some fun. Sam's saying we have to go.
Tons of fun show. Tons of fun.
Okay. Thanks this for listening. Thanks to our sponsors. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers. Thank you, Jake.
We're out.
All right.
See you guys.